You're listening to A Glimpse Inside on the Super Power Up Network, the show that affirms for people there is more to life, and it is possible to be happy, inspired, successful, joyous, and free.
Welcome. This is A Glimpse Inside, and I'm Wendy Perotti. Today, we're starting a brand new series, Play Big, Lean In, and Own It. I'm really excited about this series. As you know, this is like near and dear to my heart. We're moving people from stuck to happy, and being able to own your own bigness, really own who you are, is a critical component of that. Today, my guest and I are going to be talking about making your dreams a reality, and I could not be more excited about who I have here with me. Darlene Karpowski is a hypnotherapist, business growth catalyst, and inspiring speaker who accelerates the success of ambitious, spiritually driven entrepreneurs by harnessing the untapped magic within trauma, which I know is like incredibly fascinating topic. I've talked to her about this before. You all are going to love hearing about it. Her activating programs have helped more than 7,000 leaders trapped in ineffective mindset and marketing programs heal and restore their sacred power to prosper. Darlene has clocked over 46,000 hours coaching, reinventing, and leading small and multi-million dollar businesses enroll clients like clockwork. Her proprietary Restore Your Power to Prosper protocol weaves hypnotherapy, neuroscience, intuitive channeling, and wholehearted selling into a simple new path, new purpose, passion, and prosperity. I'm so psyched to have you here, Darlene.
It is so great to be here with you, Wendy. I've been looking forward to this conversation for days.
Yeah, me too.
The energy is just, I've been playing in the energy.
Yeah. So to get us started, tell us more about you. What's the program and the Darlene behind the bio?
Yeah, well, the Darlene behind the bio, I've had just an incredible life where, you know, it started off extremely challenging, where my Grammy died in my arms when I was 4 years old. And then this really crazy walk through emotional trauma, physical trauma, and money trauma, you know, while growing up. And then really watching those themes play out again in my adult career and then ultimately my business as well. You know, and during that time, you know, I also experienced a what they called a disabled for life diagnosis. And through neuroscience, hypnotherapy, and these spiritual processes that we're talking about today, I was able to heal from that rapidly and not only just make it through life, but really live bigger than the dreams I even knew that I had at that time. And that's why I'm just so inspired to work with ambitious, spiritually driven entrepreneurs and helping them to attract the clients that inspire them and call even more of their greatness out of them. And that's why I'm just so excited to have this conversation with you, because this is where we both play, Wendy. Mm-hmm.
This is where we both play. And it really is, there are lots of arms to this piece of making your dreams a reality. There is that spiritual component. There's that energetic component. There's an intellectual component. And yet, it's all much more simple than that, right? The wholeness, when we can trust that wholeness. I worked with a coach once years and years ago who used to always say, what would this look like if it were fun and easy? You know, and I think that as many pieces of the puzzle as there are, the more that we always dial back to that, we find much more simple solutions to getting what we really want out of life and living in that state of fully alive.
Yeah, and what you're speaking to, living in the state of being fully alive, is what I teach my clients, you know, in terms of attracting clients, attracting the high achievers that they really want to be working with. Because when you're coming from wholeheartedness, even before you open your mouth, people feel your energy coming across your words and coming through your conversations. Your energy precedes you into every conversation you're having.
And it's contagious, right?
It is. And even if you wear a mask, you can't prevent yourself from receiving it.
How true and perfect in these days of COVID. Okay, we're going to take a super duper quick break. And for those of you who are interested in these kinds of topics that we talk about here on A Glimpse Inside, if you'd like to be a guest on the show and share your expertise, or if you'd like to come on as a coaching client, I would love to meet you. Go ahead and reach out to me at wendyparati.com or aglimpseinside.superpowerexperts.com. And Darlene, how can folks who are interested in your programs get in touch with you?
Sure, yeah. I would say just simply go to www.yourmissiontomoney.com/six-figure ceiling. And this is where they can grab their copy of Passport to Prosperity, How to Kickstart Your Sacred Prosperity Superpowers in 15 Minutes or Less.
Okay, really cool freebie. Can you give us that website again just for anyone who missed it?
Yes. yourmissiontomoney.com/six-figure ceiling.
Perfect. All right, everyone, stay with us. We will be right back and talking about making your dreams a reality.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts, and we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Neva Lee Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
We're back. Today, I'm here with Darlene Karpowski, and we are talking about making your dreams a reality. Are you ready to go, Darlene?
I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, I know you are. So if I were to ask you the question, what's the most important thing, the single most important thing that I need to be thinking about if I've got some big dreams?
If you've got big dreams, the single most important thing for you to think about is that what got you here, that beautiful and highly effective up until a certain time in your life, overcomer identity that knows how to drive and push and make things happen in that masculine business model or masculine life model, that is going to stop working, or at least working as well as it used to. So if you've got big dreams, it's time to up your identity to match those big dreams.
I love that. It's so absolutely true. And that what got you here won't get you there. I think so many people see that as a stopping point. They say, well, I'm not that thing. I'm not that woman or that man who needs to be who is capable of doing this big thing that I see in my future. And we're right. Of course you're not there yet, right? The idea is that you can grow into your dream, whatever it is, as long as it's aligned with who you really are and what you really want.
Yeah, the alignment, that's where the magic happens, because, you know, if you're, you know, looking at those big dreams and saying, you know, I'm not that woman or man capable of doing this big thing, then what that tells me is that you're firing and wiring your brain cells over and over and over again with a story that you're who you've always been, when nothing could be further from the truth. Because the only reason that those big, juicy dreams are like knocking on your door is because part of you has already gone into the future and has been investing energy and love and attention in a future that's bigger, bolder, and better than anything you've experienced up until now.
You know, we naturally grow in to our best selves when we allow ourselves to believe that that's possible. Or actually, we don't even need to do that. We need to, we also naturally grow into that version of our best self when we simply allow the process, like when we don't put obstacles in its way.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about obstacles in the way, because we so often hear, you know, in the mindset community, personal development community, you know, you're putting obstacles in your way. And for me, you know, I just see that as, you know, it's really kind of poking at that trauma that hasn't had an opportunity to be recreated into something empowering and, you know, channeled into something that can be a powerful catalyst for success, rather than something that spirals you back down into, you know, a version of you that you'd really hope that you'd left far, far behind in the dust.
Yeah, it does. Let's talk about that for a second, because that's very different than the obstacles of fear, right? That come from many traumatic events, right? Moments of humiliation, moments of smackdown, moments of being told that we're not who we think we are. Those fears are the obstacles that we put in front of ourselves and have a hard time overcoming to get what we want in life and to be who we're meant to be in life. How does that differ from bigger traumas?
So if I'm with you here, Wendy, you're asking me how. Yeah. Could you restate that one more time, please?
Yeah. So the obstacles that we put in front of ourselves are fear-based, right? They're fear-based obstacles that come from our experiences in life. Across the board, those are the challenges that hold us back. And they come from things as small as, you know, although it didn't feel small at the time, the girls in seventh grade that didn't want you to sit at the table with them anymore, or the time that you got laughed at where you had hoped to be applauded. All of those things add up in our experience database and make us afraid of leaning in, of trying, of being freely ourselves. And yet there are some circumstances that are much more traumatic that have a much larger impact, both in fear and in their ability to be obstacles. And you work with people in that way because in your language, in those traumatic events, there is an opportunity to harness it and shift it, right? And to propel you forward. So I think that's the question that I'm asking. How are those things different than those little fears that stand in our way? And how can you use them as leverage rather than an obstacle?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, the difference between, you know, like the average everyday fears that we encounter in our lives and in our work worlds is that personal, emotional, physical, or sexual, money trauma, all of those traumas, they really impact our identity, because when something happens to us of that great significance, maybe even, you know, a close death, then it's the end of a love story. It's the end of the story that we were creating and co-creating with someone else in our lives, or with something else in our lives. And when that comes to an abrupt halt, we feel a sense of powerlessness and a significant gap between where we are and that sense of being part of a larger community in the universe, where we're always tapped in, tuned in, and turned on to that soul channel that feeds our souls. So when we have an abrupt ending or change, we lose our identity.
And you're not just talking about death here. You're talking about an abrupt ending can be an instance of abuse, right? That is also an abrupt ending of the way a relationship looked moments before that. Is that right?
Yeah. And it can also be the end of a meaningful role, like a, you know, career role, you know, change from being a career professional into a business owner. There are significant pieces of our identity that relate to those other people, places, and things. And in our society, you know, there's a heavy emphasis on therapy when we're going through difficult times. And as a former therapist, I can tell you that the conversation that people are having in those rooms isn't the conversation where you move on from the grief and move into growth at a quick pace so that you can really harness the intelligence that's coming through during that really difficult time about who you want to become next, what you want to create, who you need to step into in order to make those dreams happen. And there's no better time to come in and do reinvention of you work than when life has cracked you wide open from a significant trauma. Because there's so much more to healing than grieving. Because in between grief and growth, that's where the magic within trauma is born. And unless we harvest it during these times, you go back asleep and you go back to business as usual. And suddenly you're not as conscious as you used to be, even though you work your butt off doing all of, you know, all of the tools that, you know, you've got in your arsenal.
So what would you recommend for someone who is not raw from trauma, right? Someone who sort of has pseudo healed or even feels that they've healed, but feels that their life is business as usual, feels like there's something that's still missing, something that they're holding themselves back from.
Yeah.
What do we do there?
That's their heart talking to them, Wendy. That's their heart talking. Their heart, you know, wants to come back into wholeheartedness again, you know, to really spark new passion, purpose, and step into more prosperity in their lives. And their heart, that's the path. Because if you, you know, you look in the laws of physics, the laws of attraction, you know, all of the scientific evidence, you know, has us so focused on our minds and our mindsets that we're missing the magnetic part of the electromagnetic attraction that needs to happen between you and the story you want to create in your life. And this in-between time is the time to reset those heart codes so that it's beating in time, in rhythm, and in complete vibration with that which you've been longing for and have been calling into your world for even longer than you can remember.
Mm-hmm. So for all the people out there who are saying, oh my gosh, yes, how do I do that? How do they begin? How do they start that process?
Well, the work that I do with people who are looking to not just find themselves again, but to create themselves in the most purposeful way that honors their sacred mission, their purpose here in life, we always begin with identity and setting an energetic stage that allows the mindset processes they've probably tried before to actually start working for them. So the first thing I love to do is to take people through creating your freedom first, where, you know, I'm able to help my people restore their mind-body receptivity, because that gets injured during and after trauma, and reinforced, I should say, after trauma. So it really starts to let your brain see and respond to new opportunities, moments that were previously outside of your conscious awareness. So the world lights up in a whole new way.
You know, identity is such a powerful starting point when we're talking about making your dreams a reality or living life as fully alive. And, you know, I've said over and over again, if I meet somebody and they say, oh, I'm trying not to eat meat, I know that I'm going to see them at Five Guys in a week, right? But if they say, I don't eat meat, I know I'll never see them at Five Guys. And the difference is that their identity doesn't eat meat, right? It's not a behavioral thing.
Yeah.
Once we understand our identity, the behaviors follow. It becomes much easier to create new habits. It becomes much easier to know how to behave, to know what to do next when you're solid in who you are. I don't eat meat. It's not hard to pass by Five Guys. I'm trying not to. Oh, that's a whole different thing. It's a willpower and behavioral thing. So, you know, in the people that I've worked with, like, we start with these I am statements around identity. If you were to write down an I am statement and just write I am and list every single thing that comes to your mind without filtering yourself, okay, not what you're supposed to say you are, but without filtering yourself, every single thing that you comes to mind when you say, I am, some of those are going to be your heartfelt greatest gifts, your core values, and some of those are going to be your worst fears if you're honest with yourself, right? Yeah. There will be, I am gross, or I am stupid, or those are going to come in there also. And the goal of this identity work is to take a look at the language that your unconscious mind sees as your identity and pull out the words that don't serve you and start asking questions. How true is that really? How true is that really? Because often it's not true. Right? How many clients have you worked with, Dar, who believed something about themselves, right? I can't do this, or I'm this, or I'm not this, when nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm so glad, you know, that you're talking about like this illusion that, you know, we are not enough. We are so much more. And the misunderstanding that I see people having around imposter syndrome and believing, you know, that this is who I am. No, imposter syndrome is really trying to point you in the direction that you are so much more. And what's not enough is how well you're expressing who you really are. Underneath all of the labels and layers and diagnoses and things that, you know, people give us to kind of put us in boxes in our world.
You know what? Can we just go on a tangent for a second and talk about labels?
Yeah.
And diagnoses.
Let's do it.
I hate them.
Yeah. Right. With a passion.
They're all and we seek them out.
Yes.
Right? What is it about? What is it
about? Stop seeking. Up until the time you stop seeking them out.
Yeah, that's right.
No?
What is it about human nature that makes people seek labels for themselves?
Well, you know, it's that propensity, I think, Wendy, you know, the masculine model of life is to analyze and strategize and calculate and reduce. And so labels help you reduce yourself from the magnitude of you. And for a little while, it feels good. You know, like, you know, whenever I first got a, you know, the diagnosis of having Epstein-Barr virus syndrome, back when hardly anybody knew about it, was, oh, thank God, you know, now I know what's wrong with me. Well, then, of course, I discovered nobody knew how to fix it. And there I was with this label, and I walked around in it. I walked around in it for several years, and people talked about their illness, and then I would talk about my illness. And when they would talk about their illness, that would then make me think, well, but you don't really understand because my illness means X, Y, and Z. Not realizing that I was painting myself into an identity corner while I was just trying to bond and belong and connect with other people, never realizing that there's this whole other magnificent world where people bond and connect around joy and manifesting really big ass goals. And I just had no idea. And that's why we're having this conversation, is people are walking around in labels that felt like, okay, now I know what I am. And it's so not what you are.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love, there are some assessments that I love to play with because the act of playing with them, especially the ones that are attitudinal in nature, can be so enlightening. Like we can get that aha from doing an assessment, and the brain tends to trust, right? More quickly when you've done some sort of an assessment. And yet at the same time, so many of these assessments are used either intentionally or unintentionally to box people. I can't tell you how many people that I meet in the work that I do, clients who, brilliant people, successful people, and within the first 5 minutes that I meet them, they give me either their DISC or their Myers-Briggs profile definition.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I mean, and they may not have taken this thing for years and years and years, and yet it's become a part of their identity. And if that serves you, if that helps you lean into that bigger, best self, right, to play big, to make your dreams a reality, to keep pushing against your growth edge, rock on. But I can guarantee you most of the time, those definitions are limiters. They're not enhancing us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so one of the things I wanted us to talk about today, because I love your insights on this is trust, right? There's so much about trauma and trust that go hand in hand. Where do you see trust as playing a part in making your dreams a reality?
When it comes to trust and making your dreams a reality, there's a level of growth that it's a fine sliver, but it matters because, as you were referencing earlier in the call, you know, we live in a world where, you know, everything we're talking about is about being pretty and positive and staying in that realm. And I play there all the time too. But when it comes to trust, the dark side is that there have been times when we have failed ourselves. There have been times we've made decisions where things didn't turn out. There have been times when, you know, we lost a relationship and we wondered, you know, could I have done more? In all the places where our trust gets whittled away. So when it comes to stepping into bigger dreams, not just dreaming them, but stepping into them energetically and vibrationally with both feet all in, not just saying the words, yep, I'm all in, I got this, I'm making this happen. That's that overcomer identity sneaking back in to try to convince you that you can make those bigger dreams happen by more hard work and brute force and telling yourself that after you achieve X success and you do blank, 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 you know, maybe get on a stage or, you know, get the kids through college, then after I do X, then I will make time for me. Then I will make my dreams come true. Those lies have to be reconciled because your entire body, mind, and spirit has heard that same story for years, and you've never fulfilled on it. So when you think about how the brain is wired, that's the story it's operating out of. Instead of you being able to create from your success and have the conversations with the parts of you that have already gone on into your successful future so that they can like send you that beautiful little breadcrumb trail back and have you just walk towards it. By trusting yourself more and more, trusting the universe, and letting go of holding on so damn tight to all the things we've been taught in our culture. This is about coming home and acknowledging, yeah, I told that story, and then authoring the energy and story of a new life so that you can have your dreams. That's what it involves, is just changing the story and in a way that your brain and your heart say, ah, together again, we can rule the world.
You know, I love that you're pointing out that part of our lack in trust of in ourselves comes from all of those stories that we've told ourselves in the past that we haven't made good on. Like that's a piece of it, and that the antidote to that is not in grinding down and trying harder, right? The antidote to that is in letting go and in having faith, not just in your own true identity, but that there is more than just you out there, there are forces bigger than you at play, and having faith in whatever it is that you connect to, whether it's this universal energy or whether it's God or whatever that thing is that you believe is greater than yourself. The combination of those two, trusting in your own identity, who you are, not what you are, not what you've done or what you haven't done, just trusting in who you are and letting go into a faith in something greater than you, I believe puts us on the path of being able, capable of taking the kinds of actions that make change.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly what makes us capable of focusing on the real needle movers in our lives and taking aligned action, not just taking action, aligned action. Mm-hmm. Because where you come from dictates where you go. And the only reason that people keep having default reality, the old reality with just different people, places, and things happening over and over and over again in their lives, instead of being able to just shatter that ceiling and emerge into a beautiful, bold new world where lots of magic happens, the only thing standing in between is reclaiming your trust in God, and that you were made in His image and likeness. But not only that, you can do all of these things and even greater. And the whole universe is holding its breath until you do. And once you do, then the universe says, okay, she is open for business. Let's start rolling the good tapes.
Yeah. You know, and this, believe it or not, kind of brings me back to that idea of fun and easy. I think so many times we think so deeply about ourselves and about the role that we play in the world and about what we want and about expectations and about how we're going to get a certain place and what we need to do. And believe me, the number one way to get what you want is taking action. You absolutely must take intentional, aligned action to move forward. You will never think yourself into growth. You will never think yourself into achievement or success on any level. Like, that's only one tiny piece of the pie. So I'm not poo-pooing action at all, but in that, what can we do to make it fun and easy? I always think about that common, like, dramatic trope of the fool, right? Mr. Magoo and Inspector Clouseau and Mr. Bean, like, depending on what generation you came from, there is always that fool who just didn't think that much about any of those things, but was on this constant beeline toward what they intended on doing. Mm-hmm. And every kind of straight man, the thinkers and the doers, like, couldn't stand the fool, right? There's always a straight man on the other side of the fool. Like, how are they allowed to do this thing? This person is a buffoon, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that I know it sounds silly to say, but I think that there's great wisdom in that. When you're not caring or giving your energy, your precious energy, to all of that heaviness, mm-hmm. and you're just going about the world one moment at a time, with a goal in mind, right? With a compass. You're not just floating like a leaf in the wind. That's lovely sometimes. But when we're trying to make a dream a reality, we've got this compass point. We're headed for something. If you're just doing that with whatever you've got instinctually and intellectually and physically in the moment and not worrying about what other people think about it or even what you think about it, magic happens, right? It's the Magoo effect, right? You get to drive your car on a roller coaster and like come out on the other side with a cotton candy in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds silly, but there's such wisdom in that. And I think that it is a trope that we see over and over and over again because it's so true. There's so much reality there.
Yeah, I mean, you're really getting to it because, you know, if you really believe that you were created in the likeness and image of the universe, then the universe is always playing jokes. The universe is always having a good time, you know, no matter what it's creating. And so, yeah, you can be Mr. Magoo, Mr. Bean, mm-hmm. and play because you're a grand creator. And if you play a little differently every single day, take something you normally are real serious about, like you're saying, and just allow yourself to play a game with it, then everything shifts.
Right. It's so true. Only humans carry this weight, right? Everything else in nature grows effortlessly.
Yeah.
Everything else in nature blossoms effortlessly. I think that the more that we can allow our identity to say, my growth and evolution can feel effortless, then the actions that we take are just so much more likely to get us there.
Yeah, and the actions we take are done from a place of love and delight rather than obligation and resentment. Now, that's one of the things that, you know, I really help my clients receive in my Restore Your Power to Prosper protocol. Being able to create life at this level isn't about waiting for the universe to deliver something. It's not about getting so deep into your psychology that you finally understand why everything has happened. It's just literally letting yourself rise up and emerge into the bold new influential leader you've already become, you know? And leaders who play, wow, don't we need a lot more play when it comes to leadership in our world? Because play means that you're present, you're in the moment, you're making it up as you go, as opposed to laying out big, long, extensive plans that are probably going to be completely remade and redone by outside circumstances. And so instead of getting all caught up in being the straight man, as you said, and getting it right, mm-hmm. it's about getting here and showing up. You can only do that by being, just by being playful.
Yeah. Just by being. I love it.
Yeah.
So
that's our natural state. You know, everybody in our culture talks about the wounded child. And, you know, and I spent a lot of years as the wounded child and worked with people as the wounded child. And then I started to discover this other whole identity. And it's the wondrous child that was never injured, never harmed in any way, always remembered, you know, where it came from and how powerfully it was made, and always feels connected to love. That's the conversation I love having with people, is introducing them to the wondrous child that knows how to play in this way, exactly as we're talking about. And even when all the technicalities aren't right, darn, it just keeps working out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so powerful. Darlene, if there was one thing that, you know, we started with one thing and I'd like to wrap with one thing. If there's one thing from our conversation or maybe that we didn't even get to yet that you would love our listeners to take away with them today, what would that be?
whatever it is that you were trying to attract into your life. The fastest, most fun, and deeply spiritually rewarding path is to discover who you really are, what you came here to do, and to live that like the champion God made you to be.
I love that. So I'm going to challenge all of you out there listening to make that I am list and take a good hard look at it for which of the words or phrases that you put on there no longer serve you, and find a way to get them off that list so that you can lean into that best and most beautiful, bright identity. So you can start making your dreams a reality. I want to thank you so much for having this conversation with me today, Darlene. You are so bright and just brilliant and shining. And I love talking to you about this stuff. I could do it for hours.
Same here, Wendy. These are the conversations that they're the game changers in life. And I'm just so thrilled to be with all of you and have this opportunity to play.
Yeah. Can you just remind everybody about how they can reach out to you?
Sure. Yeah. Feel free to reach out to me at yourmissiontomoney.com. And if you want to grab your passport to prosperity, you're going to just put a / the number 6-figure ceiling, and you're on your way.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Dar. And thanks to all of you for listening in. If you're listening right now and you're thinking, wow, I would love to go on a glimpse inside and share my expertise with the listeners, help people move from stuck to happy, reach out. It's so easy to get in touch with me. If you're listening and you think, oh my gosh, I'm trying to make my dreams a reality, I'm feeling stuck or I'm feeling lost, I'm feeling not clear, and you'd like to come on the show to get some coaching, really, really easy to do that. Just go to wendyparati.com or aglimpseinside.superpowerexperts.com. It's so easy to get in touch and come on the show. Don't be shy. I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, our next episode of the series, Playing Big, Lean In and Own It, is a coaching episode. We're going to be talking to Robin about what's stopping her from leaning in and really going big. She's a professional and she's an entrepreneur, a therapist who has been wildly successful, even locally famous in her own words, but for some reason continues to hold back from going all in and really achieving that big, big dream that she has for herself and her life. So we're going to dig in with her next time. I hope you'll be with us. Until then, big love.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.